Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, good afternoon, my brothers and sisters. Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of T&J Radio, Solution-Based Radio. I'm in the building with my main man, Jay Wells. How you doing, my brother?
Good afternoon, bro. Good afternoon, kings and queens. I hope everyone's having a great week.
Absolutely. I'm having a tremendous day. The sun came out. So hopefully, you know, it's here to stay. We had a rough week of weather, and then finally the sun came back out. So doing good on this side, man. Hopefully everything is going good for you over there in the DMV. And, you know, we back to do it again. So thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate it. You know, we got some heat for y'all again, once again, here to talk about these issues going on in the black community. But more importantly, as you know, not only are we talking about the issues going on in the black community, but we want to talk about the solutions, because at the end of the day, we can talk about the problems all day, but if we don't have a solution, then what's the purpose of even talking about it? And you already know how we get down, and that's what it is. So today we have a really dope topic and show that we want to talk about, and that's gun control. And not even more so gun control, but, you know, self-defense, because it's one of those things where everybody in the streets got a gun these days. You know, you probably know 5 or 6, 7, 8, 9 people that have pistols walking around the streets. You know, whether it's a cousin, whether it's, your mother, your father, sister, brother, whoever, everybody feels the need to take up arms these days. And then in the wake of the situation that took place down in Charleston, South Carolina, first off, you know, I want to definitely send our condolences out to the families and friends of those that lost loved ones down in South Carolina, because that was truly a tragic situation. And we definitely are in solidarity with our brothers and sisters down there that lost their lives. And more importantly, you know, in the manner in which they lost them, which was, I think we can all agree, absolutely senseless. And so we really wanted to take some time to broach that topic today, because it's a really important one. And it's something that has been plaguing the black community for a long time, not only in terms of us harming each other with weapons, but more so just being harmed by guns in general. And so that's why we really felt like this was a topic that we had to jump on today. We couldn't, you know, we couldn't bypass it. We couldn't let it slide and not address that, because personally, I'll just go ahead and jump into this, Wells, and then I'll bring you in and get your thoughts on it. But for me personally, I'm not a gun person. I never have been and probably never will be about gunplay, whether it be me owning one or other people having guns. That's my stance on it. It always has been. It always will be. That's just not my thing. First and foremost, I think that guns, by and large, hands down, no question asked, in my humble opinion, are the worst invention in human history. Going back to any invention that you can think of, I cannot recall anything that has been more damaging in the history of mankind other than the creation of a gun. And the reason I say that is because you have to look at and put it in context of what spawned from the creation of these weapons. You know, out of guns, because you had to have gunpowder and things of that nature to create the guns. But from the guns came all types of weapons simply designed to destroy and to kill. Guns aren't used to simply harm somebody. Most people don't shoot you in your kneecap or in your elbow when they want to disarm you. People shoot to kill. When you take a CCW class, they teach you to shoot in the chest, which is a fatal blow. And from my vantage point, I think that it's the worst invention in human history. From that came bombs, from that came missiles, and every other weapon that's used to destroy human life. and I'm absolutely against it. I don't like them. I don't own one. You know, guys come in the barbershop all the time trying to get you to sign up for CCW classes, and I'm just absolutely against it. I think it's just I just think it's not the way to handle an issue. And with that being said, Wells, jump in here, man. What are your thoughts on firearms in general, whether it's carrying them, owning them? How do you feel about it, man?
Originally, for the large part of my life, man, again, just taking into consideration where I grew up and how I grew up, I've never really been a gun guy because I've seen the effects of guns and gun violence. Like, I've personally witnessed and seen a lot of stuff that I'm cool not I feel like I could have went without, you know what I mean? So guns have always been something that's always been a touchy subject for me. But, again, with the actions this past week, it made me think about it. And that's what kind of where this topic kind of jumped off. It's like, where are you really safe? And you start to think like, man, maybe I would be benefited if I carried a weapon or something like that. And then for me, it triggered the thoughts of how having a gun escalates situations. You know what I mean? Say you pull out a weapon, someone gets ready to rob you, you pull out a weapon. There's only one way to go from there. Somebody has to die. You know what I mean? It's not like you're going to, like you said, people aren't trained to shoot to disarm someone. They're taught to shoot to kill. You know what I mean? And I know personally, I wouldn't be able to live with myself knowing I took another brother's life. And people say, no, man, you got to protect yourself and all this other kind of stuff. And like, I try to think about that vantage point, and I try to put myself in that position to think, yo, if it's choosing life or death, or it's me and my loved ones in that situation, how would I handle it? And all I keep thinking about is the fact that I have this weapon. It's only going to make the situation worse. And again, that's just my vantage point on it. And it's like the more and more I think about it, it's not something I could see myself doing. But again, I understand why people will feel more comfortable with the weapon. To a certain extent, it empowers you to a bit. It's like a situation that was definitely not in your hands. You have some control over it. So it's really one of those things. It's like I don't see the benefits of it, but I can understand how someone would. You know what I mean? It's like, I just couldn't do it because it's just not my thing. And I think when it comes to guns and carrying guns and weapons training, you got to take a moment and take a step back and see who you are as a person. You know what I mean? If you're someone that can live with that kind of situation or being in that position, that's cool. But it's like, for the most part, I just know me and I know my heart. That's just not really my thing. And it's like when you think about it, man, you think about how guns have changed society. And it makes me kind of think about the fear factor that stems into gun violence. You know what I mean? It's like, and you start thinking about the images that have been created, the fear that comes. That's what triggers people to kind of carry a weapon and want to have a CCW or something like that. Because the thing is, nobody carries a CCW because they're comfortable. They carry it because they're afraid of being robbed. They carry a weapon because they fear something. And it made me start thinking about the different types of fear that are out there. And again, going back to like the massacre in South Carolina, you start thinking about the guy that did this. This guy, you read the stories and you read the articles on it. This guy is he's the byproduct of media-driven fear. It's like he's the product of the detrimental stuff that's on Fox News. You know what I'm saying? And it's like when you think about the propaganda machine and the false images that it creates of especially black men in particular, it's like those things have come to haunt us. And when you think about the over-policing, the police brutality, you think about, again, guys like Dylann Roof, it's the media has triggered a lot of that. And it's also one of those things that has black people kind of shading other black people. You know what I mean? It's like we talked about this before on the show, but it's like you get the situation where brothers are afraid to speak to other brothers, sisters feeling uncomfortable when brothers they don't know come around and stuff like that. And again, the media has done a large part in that. And something I read today, of all places, it was on the Huffington Post. It was an article talking about, again, going back to how the media created Dylann Roof. And I'm not going to shout out the specific website because it was some real crappy sites, some real shady, hateful stuff being shown. But they were talking about the traditional white Christian beliefs and the traditional conservative beliefs. And that's like a coded way of saying empowering, like a neo-Nazi kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're pretty much promoting that. those actions and the propaganda. Like, look at these black people. They're trying to take over the world. Like, we're not only 12% of the population. You know what I'm saying? It's like they do a lot to try to spin us into being like the bullies on the block, or like we're in control of the world. And just furthermore, just going back into that, it also made me think about how the media has manipulated people into thinking like Islam as a religion, as a terrorist organization. It's like when you think about things, websites talking about the traditional white Christian beliefs, it's like these people have turned Islam, which is something positive, into something that is scary to people. When people hear that and the way it's shown in the media, it's kind of been manipulated to that point. And just like there's Islamic extremists, there's Christian extremists. And you think about people like Dylann Roof, that kid is a perfect example of a Christian extremist. And it's really one of those things, man, it's like the media has gone too hard on it and they've pushed it too far. And, again, people need to start holding networks like a Fox News accountable for the images that they project. And it's like we've talked about it a million times, bro. It's like you can just see, like, how the headline on different stories change depending on the race and the person that's the victim.
Man, this is my thing, and I wholeheartedly believe it. People don't think things through. Even at work, you can think about a million different times at work where you might have had a project going on. It might have been, you know, whatever going on, and people might think about the basic premise of what it is that you're doing, but they don't think about the whole process of what it is that they're about to carry out. So they might think about, okay, we have to sell this product, but they don't think about the beginning of it, the end, and then the follow-up, right? So I view guns in the same manner. So what are the outcomes when you purchase a gun or you become a carrier? I was reading an article that I found to be really fascinating. And first off, I'm not shouting out my man that did that act down in South Carolina. I won't mention him. He gets no love. He gets no play in this ride, man. So I'm just saying that off top. But I was reading this article and I thought it was really fascinating because it points to what I just said. People purchase guns, but they don't think about the whole process of what that entails. And you have to be ready to kill somebody and live with that, first of all, when you purchase a pistol or you own one and live with the consequences of that, whether that be jail time or the mental, ramifications that come along with it. But furthermore, you have to understand that. And this article was saying that the vast majority, and it was right around 60-something percent of the individuals that purchase guns either kill somebody or commit suicide with that gun that they purchased. Now, keep that in perspective. You either kill somebody or you kill yourself because of the simple fact that you have that weapon. It's just like if you had a video game in the house, you're going to use it at some point because you feel like I purchased it, I have to use it. So psychologically in your mind, that's always in the back of your mind that I have to use this at some point. And you act differently. I know several people, and I won't name names, that didn't have that acted a certain way before they had a license to carry. And then they were meek and mild individuals. And then once they had a permit to go get that 40 cal or that 9, they turned into Billy Bad A. You feel me? Now they walking around feeling untouchable. Like their whole mental capacity and their whole thought process changed simply because of the fact that they had it and started acting in a way that they never acted before purchasing that gun. But the vast majority, over 60% of people that purchase firearms either kill somebody or kill themselves. Like that's, when you put that in its context, that's absolutely insane. So my point in saying that is that when you purchase that, you're essentially signing up to either hurt somebody or hurt yourself. And that's something that I disagree with. I think it's silly. And if everybody, and this is a pipe dream, didn't feel like they needed to have a gun because the next man had a gun, then everybody feeling like they had a gun would kind of die down. But everybody's afraid and has this fear factor about them that something will happen to them, so they feel like they need to have a gun, which exacerbates the point. So with the, and that's what this all stems from, being afraid that somebody else has a gun and they might harm you. So guess what? I need to have one. But with that being said, Wells, do you think that there's a legit fear of the black man when it comes to white folks owning guns and black folks owning guns? Because a lot of these crimes are subconsciously being committed by black men. So do you think that plays a role or fuels the fire in terms of why a lot of people purchase guns?
Dude, bro, I think it certainly fuels the fire, because it's like when you think about it, man, you get guys, so many people that purchase weapons based on hypotheticals. You know what I'm saying? That's the only purchase that I've ever seen someone make. It's kind of like, it's not like it's a life insurance policy. You know what I'm saying? People buy it just to get the on a hypothetical situations that could possibly happen. And then it's really kind of silly, man. Like you mentioned, there's a lot of guys that become fake tough guys all of a sudden. They walk around with their chest puffed out a little bit more because they have this weapon. And in actuality, it creates like a false sense of security. And that's something that comes from people just having like this natural fear of black men. And it's like, it's easy to kind of put together where it comes from, because of, again, goes back to the media and the propaganda. But that's one of the large issues that has to be changed. And again, it goes back to the things that people take in and how detrimental they are to the culture and the people. And the thing I just don't understand this with people. It's like, we allow the silliest things to influence us. You know what I'm saying? We allow like the media and music and what books, it's like these things are factors in your world, but they shouldn't define your opinions. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like they're tools. It's like you read something, you learn from it. But at the same time, you should be smart enough to you will hope people are smart enough to kind of gather their own thoughts and opinions just on using the resources around them. And people use the media as, especially the news, they use it as the end-all, be-all when it needs to just be considered a tool. And the thing is, people will go out of their way and say, yo, I know this is a joke. I know this isn't serious. And they still live by that fear. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy to me. It's like you will meet people that will straight up say they know all black people aren't bad, or I know all black men aren't bad. But you know what? They still fear black men. You know, it's like it's the craziest thing. You see sisters do it. You see brothers do it. It's like people still fear each other for the wrong reason. And it's like the dumbest thing ever. And it's like I could think about on a daily basis how many people I walk by, like on the subway or something like that, when it's a situation where, you know what, bro, you could have threw this guy a couple bucks. You know what I'm saying? This guy probably just needs something to eat. But you're always in that fear of like, oh, man, this guy's trying to talk my ear off. You know what I'm saying? It's like we kind of we got to shake these perceptions and the thought process. Like, we have to shake that. We just got to the point now we're just so cold to each other. It's like we perpetuate it. You know what I'm saying? We make it even worse, the fact that we're cold to each other as well as everyone else.
Yeah, and one of my biggest pet peeves when it comes to gun ownership, and I think that really needs to be tightened up, and, you know, of course, a lot of these guns is on the streets, man. Let's keep it extra 100 where, you know, cats just getting guns and buying them from dudes and, you know, they're not registered or what have you. But, you know, people go to the gun range, right? And this drives me absolutely insane. I saw it actually earlier today on Facebook. I saw a dude post a picture of him and his mother at a gun range. I think it was her birthday or something. And I don't know, he took his mama to the gun range for her birthday or whatever, but whatever. And so they at the gun range, and you shooting at this stationary target, and you feel like, all right, I'm good because I can shoot this stationary target in the chest or in the arm or whatever, and you feel like now I'm good to handle a gun. And to me, that's absurd. Like, the training that goes into people that actually know how to use guns should be tightened up. Going to a gun range does not make you a good, does not make you qualified to be a pistol holder, in my opinion. You shooting at a stationary target, it's not teaching you to disarm a person. It's teaching you to kill a person. And that's getting right back to the point that I was making earlier. If people are going to have guns, like, I'm against it, but I get it. But at least force it to be tighter to where they actually go through some real Marine, Navy SEALs type training to where you can get to the point to where you can shoot a dude in the arm or shoot a person in the hand that they're actually holding a gun in and disarm them. You see what I'm saying? Instead of shooting at the chest. Like, people get these guns and they don't even know what they're aiming at. They're just aiming at a big block target, which is a person. And that's what bothers me the most. You go to the gun range and everybody bragging, I'm at the range, I'm shooting. But you're not really getting trained to shoot a gun, man.
Exactly.
I just think that's silly. But with that being said, you know, TNJ Radio, solution-based radio, man, we're going to jump into these solutions real quick. Jay, what you got, man, in terms of, you know, the weapons, carrying weapons, and things of that sort? What solution do you have for the people right now that we can take with us and institute right now that would kind of curb this situation a little bit?
Ideally, this is like kind of what you said, man. It's kind of like a pipe dream. I wish we could really get people on board with this, to get people to have a real psych evaluation. Like you said, man, that's not real training what people do at the gun range to get a CCW. That's pretty much shows that you know how to handle a weapon and you're shooting people correctly. You know what I'm saying? There needs to be a real psych evaluation. Like, people without a felony can just get a weapon. It's like, it's really easy. I know people that are straight up maniacs with weapons, and they really have no reason to have one. But the thing is, there needs to be a psych evaluation. If we can kind of get with legislation and kind of focus on that to make people have a real legitimate psych evaluation, a lot of people who don't need to have weapons wouldn't have weapons. They wouldn't be able to just to walk in Walmart and get a gun. You know what I mean? It's like, that's one of the things we really need to focus on. And my primary goal, my solution is for people to kind of take a step back and really think about who they are. Like, think about the outcomes and how far you have to go when you have a weapon. And it always goes back to the old cliche, the saying, guns don't kill people. Idiots with guns kill people. And you really got to take that in consideration. People got to take a step back and realize if this is for me, if that's not for me. I know for a fact it's not for me. But at the same time, I know I'm no walk in the park. Somebody's just not about to come take something from me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so I'm comfortable and confident enough in myself to not worry about those situations. But it's like, for people who are uncomfortable or do have that sense of fear, there's other means to go about it. Take a step back and see what's best for you and go forward from there.
I think I agree, man. And I think our solutions are in the same ballpark. And we don't talk about the solutions beforehand. So whatever Wells says, I have no idea what he's about to say before we get into it. But mine is along the same lines. I think that you really have to sit back and really think about the people that will be affected by what comes out the other end of that barrel. You have to sit back and really consider, am I a person that should have a gun? First of all, do I really need this gun? And if I don't have it, would I be okay? Because I believe that nine times out of ten, you'll be okay whether or not you have a gun. My philosophy is simple. I think that life was written, my fate was written before I was born, and whatever's going to happen to me is going to happen to me, and it's already written, and there's nothing that I can do to control that other than live my life and try and treat people as best as I can. And so my message to brothers and sisters is simple. Really determine if having a gun is something that you really need other than something that you want based upon being afraid of other people around you, because living in fear is not the way you want to live. Fear only operates when you allow it to operate. And so with that being said, we want to thank you for listening. We'll be right back next week at 6:30, TNJ Radio, solution-based radio. We appreciate you listening. And as you know, God is love. Peace.